I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Atrocities around the world demonstrate the need for a big voice to say no more. The ambassador at large for the International Religious Freedom advises the U.S. State Department on policy issues related to persecution. However, the position's been empty for all but 30 months of the Obama administration. Open Doors' David Curry says at the National Prayer Breakfast, President Barack Obama made a vague promise to fill the spot.
The world has been paying attention to the events that are happening around the world. The circumstances of Christian persecution in a way that they haven't done before.
Despite shrinking freedoms, gospel work has expanded. Open Doors tells the story of the persecuted church. Add your voice. Share the story on Facebook. And Haiti's the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. Poverty, corruption, and education are major disadvantages. But people are breaking out of it. MNN's Katie Hart tells us how from Haiti.
The majority of Loganoff's people exist on less than $2 a day, and Dede used to be one of them. He works as a translator, but it wasn't enough. Then Starfish helped him start a bakery.
The business I do is helping me a little better to feed my children. I thank God for that, and I wish God will provide more and more for Starfish.
Dede received the very first Starfish microloan.
I am not able to do anything, but God can do everything.
Over the next 3 years, Starfish hopes to help 100 families start similar businesses. You can learn more about their micro-enterprise development at our website. From Loganoff, Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering Congo Dawn, a new best-selling novel from Jeanette Wendell. It's a real but fictional depiction of rebel insurgency in the DRC. Get Congo Dawn at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.